ball games. We've seen a lot of momentum shift. I thought in the ball game you left 51-43, and then all of a sudden you couldn't get it going again. It looked to me like they grabbed momentum, didn't they?
Well, they did. I didn't think we got any calls down the stretch.
You're right,
I don't want to blame it on those guys, but it's ridiculous. We don't get any calls, and we never get any calls. So I guess we got to get used to it. But still, you got to still make plays. We had a chance to win it. Just got to get a stop there at the end. I'm proud of this team. I'm disappointed we lost, but I feel a lot better about this team now than I did at any point in the year. We're a good team. To come into this environment with their senior day, with everything they had on the line, and basically have them beat, we're a good team. And we just got to believe that, and you got to close games out. But I told the guys in the locker room, when you walk out of this locker room, treat it like it's Friday morning. You woke up Friday morning, and this one's over.
Right.
You know, normally, Van rides home after a loss, and that night I wanted to soak in, but we got to let this one go and bounce back, and I think we will. I'm proud of this team. Just didn't make plays the last minute and a half when we really needed to.
And free throw, that's the thing you alluded to. For example, they go 33-46 the free throw line. You go 18-21. That's a differential of plus 15 on the strike.
Yeah, and, you know, probably 10 of those were late, Tom, so it's a little bit skewed, but still, you know, it's unbelievable. Ben drives it there with about 47 seconds left and just gets hammered, no call. It's frustrating, but again, you can't do anything about it. So we got to play through it, and it's definitely not the officials' fault. Just tell us we got a call every now and then.
Brandon Moore was superb. I know you said about two games ago you're worried about him at freshman wall, but he was brilliant tonight for 16.
Well, he was unbelievable in practice. Monday he came out and had his best practice since October. And I thought he might play a little bit this game. And sure enough, he got in there and really gave us the spark in the first half to kind of get us back in it. And then played well throughout. He missed a couple there late, but I'm really proud of him for bouncing back and sticking with it.
No doubt. I thought tonight in analyzing the game, I said you had difficulty getting the ball inside because you didn't shoot the ball well outside of Brandon.
Well, they really pack it in, and you're exactly right. You've got to knock down some shots, and you can't settle. You've got to figure out a way to get it in there. And we did an average job getting our big touches. Partly that's on me, partly that's on our guards, partly it's on the bigs to post up and get position. But, you know, that's what Benedictine wants to make you do. They want to make you play around the perimeter, and they did a nice job of that.
They did, for a fact. They're solid, aren't they? They got good balance up and down there. A guy I hate to see play against is Charlie Walrap. He's a good player.
Yeah, well, they're a tough team, well-coached team, and, this was a big night for them. So, I am happy for their coaches and their players. I don't like to lose, but I'm happy for them because, they went through the kid that died in the car wreck
right.
This year. They've been through a lot, and certainly our hearts go out to their family, but also to the Benedictine players. They've been through a lot, and that's not an easy deal. So, which they showed, they battled back tonight late and made plays and didn't give up.
Well, now you take on Central Met. Last time you had 62%. Jack Shortell played lights out with 19 points. You don't have to shoot 62%. Well, what are your keys on Saturday for senior night?
Well, Central Met is playing about as well as anybody in the league. They've really come on in January, and they have improved as much as any team in our league from January till now. So it'll be a dogfight, and, it's our senior day, which will be good, but that didn't mean much to the other team, just like it didn't mean too much to our guys tonight. They just wanted to come out and play. So it'll be an afternoon we can honor the seniors, but most importantly, and those guys know this, we got to go figure out a way to get a win.
If you win the game, now you're going to be in third place. You got a home court advantage, right?
Yeah, well, everything's on the line. If we win, we're in third. If we lose, depending on what Grayson and Benedictine do, we could be in fifth. And we could not host a playoff game because both of those teams are one game behind us. Grayson won tonight. So if we lose, we'll flip to fifth because both of those teams hold the tiebreaker against us. But if we win, then we're automatically in third. So a lot to play for Saturday.
And a big crowd would be huge, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we need some people. KU Missouri is going on at the same time. So to be quite honest with you, I don't think we'll have many people there, unfortunately. And I get that. We got to go make it happen ourselves. We got to go play and make it happen ourselves. And we can't worry about if there are 10 people there or 1,000 people there. We just got to go play.
Oh, I like what you're doing, my friend. Just keep up the good work as always. Brett Ballard, one of my favorite guys, the Baker Wildcats, did come up short tonight, 68-62, losing in overtime. Outscored their 17-11. The Baker basketball team led by one man, primarily Brandon Moore. He was 6-for-11 from the field, 4-for-7 from three-point land, 12 points by Ben Steinlage. Outside of that, not much Baker University scoring. So now